Now, boys and girls, you remember last week we saw how the nation of Israel became divided into what you might call two nations or two kingdoms. For many, many years, of course, the nation of Israel had been just one nation, and it had been ruled over by only one king. First of all, King Saul, then, of course, the greatest king of all, King David, and then finally David's son, that man called Solomon. Now, you remember how Solomon then sinned against the Lord God. And because Solomon sinned against God, then God came and said that he was going to take away the most of the kingdom from Solomon. The best part, the bigger part of the kingdom of Israel then was going to be taken away from Solomon's family, and it was going to be given, in fact, to Solomon's servant. Solomon's servant was that man called Jeroboam. And so Jeroboam became the king of the northern part of Israel. It remained called Israel. And Solomon's son, Rehoboam, he became the king of only one tribe, that tribe of Judah in the southern part. And so from that time onwards, the kingdom of Israel really was divided into two kingdoms. In the north, to begin with, King Jeroboam, who had been Solomon's servant, and in the south, King Rehoboam, who was Solomon's son. Now, what happened in the northern kingdom under Jeroboam is very, very sad, but like most of the things in the Word of God, all of the things in the Word of God, it's got lessons for us. You see, the people worship God, of course, in Jerusalem, in the temple that Solomon had built in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, however, was in the south. It was in the southern part, ruled over by Rehoboam. And so Jeroboam began to think to himself. Now he said, if my people begin to go away down to Jerusalem, to the temple to worship God, then the chances are they'll begin to look on Rehoboam as their king. They'll desert me, they'll go away from me, and they'll serve Rehoboam as their king. And so he thought over and he thought in himself what to do. He didn't go to God. He didn't ask God. He remembered what the prophet had said. You remember how the prophet had said that if he served God, then indeed God would bless him. But if he didn't serve God aright, then God would come and judge him. Here's what Jeroboam decided to do. He gathered together as much gold as he could find in the land, and he put it into great big pots, and he melted it or smelted it down. And once that gold had all become liquid, he had made molds into which he poured the gold. And when the molds were broken apart, there were two golden calves. And so he set up these two golden calves, and he called all the people together, and he said, you see, you don't need to go to Jerusalem to worship God, to the temple. You see, I have made you gods to worship here. And here's what he said. He said, these are your gods which brought our children out of the land of Egypt. Now, can you think away back to when the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt? Who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt? It was God who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. It wasn't golden calves. But Jeroboam was saying, this is really God that you're to worship now in these golden calves. God who brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt. You remember, of course, how the Israelites in the wilderness, they had made a golden calf as well. And they had worshipped the golden calf instead of the Lord their God. And not only that. You know, in the religion of Israel in those days, they had many special days, many feast days. And so each of the special days that was in the religion of the nation of Israel, Jeroboam then made a special day in which they were to worship these golden calves. So all of these things Jeroboam did because he was afraid that the people would go and worship in the temple in Jerusalem. And of course, when he did all of those things, he was acting against the Lord God. Well, God then sent a prophet to warn Jeroboam what he had done. And the Bible tells us that when the prophet came to Jeroboam, he did indeed deliver his warning to Jeroboam. And he said that those golden calves, the altars that he had built, he said they would crumble apart because God would come and God would judge them. And Jeroboam was so mad because God's prophet had told him the truth on account of what he had done, that Jeroboam stretched out his hand to grab the prophet by his cloak. The Bible says that just as he stretched out his hand stiffened as though it had frozen like ice and he couldn't move it. And I was frightened, and he said to the prophet, pray to God for me that he will heal me, that he will make my arm better again. And so the prophet prayed, and God did indeed take away the stiffness out of the arm of Jeroboam. But as soon as he was made better again, he forgot what God had done for him. And he was still determined to do those things. And just as that happened, then those altars did begin to crumble, and those great golden calves fell to the ground. But Jeroboam was determined in his heart that he was going to do what he himself wanted to do. So that's what was happening up in the north. That's what was happening under Jeroboam as he built those golden calves. And he said to the children of Israel, these are your gods. You bow down and you worship this as the Lord your God. Do you see the lessons, boys and girls? For one thing, of course, there's that lesson that we're never to forget, that God tells us to do certain things. You see, Jeroboam remembered what God had said through the prophet. You remember the prophet who took off his cloak and he tore it into all of those pieces and he gave the 10 pieces to Jeroboam. And he spoke to Jeroboam about what God had said. Now, Jeroboam remembered that, the Bible says. You see, it's not enough, boys and girls, to even remember what the Bible says about certain things. We're to do the things that the Word of God tells us to do. But most of all, and the greatest lesson of all is this, you see, that there is a certain way to worship and serve God. The way that God says, the way that God tells us in his word. And it doesn't matter what else we do, if we don't worship and serve God in the way that he says, then all our worship, anything that we would endeavor to do for God, is not well-pleasing in God's sight. See what Jeroboam did? Jeroboam set up those two idols. And he said, these aren't really idols. These are really God. He took those special days. And he says, these are special days that you're to observe. And when you bow down and worship these idols, you're really worshiping God. And when you keep those special days, you're really serving the Lord God. But that wasn't true. And no matter what else we do, boys and girls, we're to do what God says. We're to worship and serve God in the way that God says. Now, how is that? I'm sure you trust you can tell me. It is through faith in Jesus Christ alone. God says the only way that we can worship him is in Jesus' name. The only way that we can serve him is through faith in Jesus Christ the Savior. And it doesn't matter what else we say or what else we think we're doing, if we're not trying to worship and serve God through faith in Christ, then God isn't pleased with what we do. So remember then, two kingdoms now in the nation of Israel, Jeroboam in the north, Rehoboam in the south. And in the north, as Jeroboam makes those golden calves and tells the people that they can really worship the Lord God by worshiping the golden calves. And that isn't true. There is only one way to worship God, and that is the way he said. The way he still tells us to do it is through Jesus Christ, the Savior.